There is no getting away from history in Mia Ayumi Malhotra's assured debut poetry collection. But history shifts in Malhotra's reckoning from horror to treasure and back again. Grief blends with celebration until the two moods are inextricable. Isako Isako is a tribute to the women in the author's family, but also to the author's life and her family's ways of life, and to the sheer power of language, expertly wielded, in making the reader feel, hear, see, and comprehend. The geography of the collection roams from Japan to Seattle to Laos to San Francisco and back to Japan again. Emotionally, the geography is more limited. As I interpret the book, Malhotra is remembering and grieving her grandmother, telling the story of her. The press materials that accompanied the book indicate that Isako might be Malhotra's great-grandmother, not her grandmother, but the experience of reading the book does not match this implication. She remembers beautiful things, wisdom and comfort, as well as sorrowful things, tears and injury. Malhotra's poems recreate scenes from her grandmother's youth and young adulthood, as well as the drama and tragedy of World War II and the American mistreatment of Japanese-American citizens. Pages unlisted in the collection's table of contents contain the text of a May 3, 1942 announcement directed at Japanese citizens of the Bay Area about their forced evacuation. Then, a section in A History of Isako collages the words of this announcement, reworking them into long lines of threatening but incomprehensible verbiage. Emergency grave, in cases, evacuees must carry property following them on departure for assembly center. The effect is chilling, numbing. Reordered, the dull and distant language of a government flyer becomes unmissably ugly and personal. Isako Isako is not a one-note collection, not in theme, subject, or mood. Appropriately, Malhotra glides from one poetic form to another with the facility of a dancer. She settles on Pantoum more than once, using cycles of images, phrases, and even consonants to evoke waiting, chores, and other repetitious activities through textured language. In Late Pantoum, Isako 2010, dishes and insects have the capacity to speak. The tyranny of the dying racks the china saucer, whose cracked ceramic rim whispers mutiny. Silver clamors in the hall cabinet where china saucers crack and brim with rumpled silverfish. Their velvet mouths clamor in the hall cabinet for your wake, upsetting the porcelain. She also uses both long, trailing lines and tiny one- or two-word lines with equal impact. The focus is often on the sound of language. To be cord-shorn, wrapped in white, my unwashed neck's been wrung with gold. Such a focus does not obliterate the meaning or the emotional impact of the poems. Only sometimes does Malhotra's language slip to sound and sensation rather than sense. Choke throat cavity, handbells radiance leg, shanks a rank bloom. But even this poem, Legion My Legion, descends into sensation from a point of sense. The poem itself represents a kind of nadir of chaos, based on the horrors the surrounding poems describe more clearly. These poems never lose their grip on the concrete details of life, whether those details come from a hospital ward in the 2000s or a fishing boat in the mid-20th century. The specific nouns and adjectives of the place and time set forth in each poem help keep the reader from drifting off in wonderment at Malhotra's gorgeous language. And always present is Isako, Isako, Isako. Malhotra repeats her name again and again as an invocation, as a ward against memory loss, as the central figure of one ode after another. Where is Isako? Who is Isako? Are you Isako? Will you help me remember what I have forgotten? I'm certain that I missed things in this collection because I am not Japanese. Isako Isako is written entirely in English, but it is often about cultural norms that don't belong to me or about injustices perpetrated on the poet's family that are the fault of my ancestors. Plus, the depth of this endeavor, the richness of meaning inherent in every line, the crystalline understanding of subtle meaning shifts that leads Malhotra to Pantoum, for example, all that evidence tells me that cultural resonances exist in this collection outside of my range of hearing. That is altogether fine. I don't need to understand everything about a poem to recommend it, to be moved by it, to close my eyes and let it thunder inside my head. Which is exactly what I suggest you do with Isako Isako. Read it again, pass it from hand to hand, remember it well. It's a tribute to Mia Ayumi Malhotra's family, but it's also a profound first expression of her talent, which is worth watching closely.